I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World.
الفساد.
That's not our new theme music. It's a clip from a very popular YouTube show in Saudi Arabia. It's a comedy show called La Yaktar. Translation? Put a lid on it. And the man behind it is Fahad al-Butari. He's from Saudi Arabia, and he's chosen a career that's quite unusual in the kingdom. He's a stand-up comic. Butari says he first got into comedy as a student here in the U.S.
I used to be an undergrad at UT Austin, the University of Texas at Austin. And what happened was, during pursuing a bachelor's degree in geophysics from UT Austin, I happened to basically try out a few open mic nights at the local comedy clubs there and found out that I'm pretty good at it, and I pretty much love performing on stage. And I kind of carried that experience back home with me.
We don't think of Saudi Arabia as a place for stand-up comics, and it's hard to believe there's a lot of comedy clubs. You got your start in Austin. How did you adapt your humor for Saudi Arabia?
Well, it's pretty easy. When we started doing stand-up comedy shows back home, they were in English, the performances. So we didn't have to translate too much, and pretty much use the same kind of material that I would use in Austin, which is basically drawing from my own cultural background. Being a Saudi student in the U.S., that's a rich source of material for me personally. And what happened was, when I got back home, it just basically, I changed the source of material from being a student to being an employee.
So your audience for those English language shows in Saudi Arabia were probably educated Saudis who maybe many of them had studied overseas as well.
Oh, yeah. And probably are very well versed in stand-up comedy. So they've seen stand-up comedy performances before. So that's mainly the audience that used to attend our first shows.
And what kind of jokes did you tell?
Well, most of the jokes that I do is observational humor, basically drawing from my family background, you know, funny situations that happen between me, my dad, my mom, that kind of thing. And the reason is because it's a difference in generations that is what's funny. Like, my dad doesn't get "that's what she said" jokes, for example. So for what I would say "that's what she said," and he pure-heartedly would ask me, okay, who is she and what did she say? So that kind of clash between generations and the comedy, specifically senses of humor between the two generations, is usually what I draw from.
What kind of things are off limits if you're doing stand-up in Saudi Arabia? It's a pretty conservative country.
Yeah. It's the red lines are pretty standard. Religion, politics, direct politics at least, and explicit content. Of course, with that, working clean gives us a chance to kind of imply certain things in an intelligent manner, so as to not express anything too explicitly. And even though a lot of people think of it as limiting for a stand-up comedian not to talk about any of those things, for us it's more of a challenge, actually, to be able to draw material while still not pissing off people. Well, pissing off some people, but not everyone.
Have you ever been called to the carpet by Saudi authorities on anything you've done?
No, not the authorities. Mainly what we are careful with is the public reactions, actually. When it comes to guidelines, we do have licensed, basically, papers from the Ministry of Culture and Information. And what we do is, our work is all licensed and it is pretty official. So it's majorly public opinion that we're worried about, not the government's reaction.
Can you ever say much about, you know, the old chestnuts that we always harp on in the West, like, you know, women driving and things like that? Can you touch on that stuff in your comedy?
Well, we did. We have a hugely popular clip that we did, which was a Bob Marley cover, and the clip is called "No Woman, No Drive."
No woman, no drive. No woman, no drive.
So
didn't get any flack
that garnered. No, not really, because it's pure satire, tongue in cheek, and that got close to 13 million views right now. So it's definitely the most popular clip that we've ever produced as part of the group Tilfaz 11.
If I come to Saudi Arabia and you're doing a show, can I just freely go to your show? Are there any restrictions on who can go?
Well, if you buy a ticket, sure. But There are no restrictions. It's just that sometimes the sections are separated and by price category, and I think that's pretty much it.
Fahad Al-Buttari is a stand-up comedian from Saudi Arabia. Thanks so much, Fahad.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.